you already, but I think I don't know. We need to work out because I think you have to press something to
Yes,
add.
I'm going to find you. I'm definitely going to follow you because you've got me, and I'm going to definitely follow you. Don't be silly. Of course I am. But
Okay.
yes, Tottenham Hotspur were pathetic today. Sergio Aurier is an idiot. That's the player who I forgot yesterday. There's a reason why I forgot him, because God was trying to tell me, do not remember his name because he's going to cause terrible horror tomorrow. And today it
Oh,
happened, and it
with
was
a
a shocking
penalty.
tackle. Yes, it's shocking.
I think we discussed about that player, right?
Yes, now we didn't get to because we said he's poor, but I forgot his name. Yesterday, I forgot his
Right.
name. I couldn't tell you. And
He
I
came
couldn't
from
tell you the player
PSG.
that we wanted, Malcolm from Bordeaux.
Right.
Yes. But Tottenham was very poor today. It's upsetting because how can you play such a good player like Moura, who is performing very well, doing a great job, and you sub him for Lamela and you take off Harry Kane for Llorente? That can't work.
Yeah, that can't work. Valente is actually the second striker, isn't it?
Yeah, and he's bad. He's got a hat trick in the FA Cup, but this is serious now. You keep on Harry Kane, you could have made a difference. You know what I'm saying? Bring on Dembele, but Dembele weren't on it today. You know what I'm saying? But what hurt me was taking off Lucas Moura. Lucas Moura got his first start. In my opinion, he was a man of the match for Tottenham. In the first half, he was running rings around the players, making the great passes from the wing in play, bringing in Harry Kane to the middle when he was dropping deep. He's doing fantastic stuff. He's a brilliant player. He's world class, in my opinion.
Right. So, look, I think if we process the whole season of Spurs, I think even general other team, every season when the season kicks off, the first 8 weeks or maybe say the 3 months, everyone have an energy. But after the after Christmas, everyone shuts down. I mean, Tottenham was, I think, until January when they beat Manchester United. They were on fire.
Yes,
And then they
but
switched off.
yes, that's a good point. That is a very good point, definitely.
The only team that I believed that sort of improved the second half of the season is Liverpool. Liverpool made a
Liverpool, they have
compose at
they
the
have
back because when they bought the Van Dijk, they became
yes,
solid.
yes.
They had three forward where they can push and press, but at the back they were shaky. At the
Yes,
back they were shaky.
Salah right now. Salah, Mane, and Firmino are a wonderful attacking force. You cannot deny it. Once they attack, because they're so direct, they get so many goals. They're the second. They've got the second most goals in the season. Man City are first, then them. It's a big improvement from last season. Big improvement.
So we can argue. If they had Van Dijk on the summer last summer, they could have challenged City.
They could have challenged Simi, the City. They could have. If they had him in, yeah, they could have. But in my opinion, Van Dijk is a game changer. He's changed that defense. They've given him a better tactical shape. He has. He's given him more discipline. Not so many players in defense now push up unnecessarily. They stay in shape and remain in that back four. If at times three or if at times five, you know? So, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yes, but so let's talk about one team that I support, United.
Yes,
United
United.
have struggled, and I can't really see the issue being solved maybe next 2 years. I don't think Man United is going to win the league next 2 years, within 2 years. The reason
I
why
don't think
is
so
that.
neither. But Mourinho, you know Mourinho, he's called a special one for a reason. Yes, he could
Okay.
change. If he can do it at Porto, yeah, he can definitely do it at Manchester United. He done it with Madrid, but he never won a Champions League. But he has done it. And he's done it
Right.
at Chelsea. He'll give him another maybe 2 years within the 2 years, he'll win something because you've won Europa already. He won you Europa, he won your FA Cup, and you won your Carling Cup. You know, so he has changed it because you've had, what's his name? You had the ex-Barcelona manager. What is his name? I forgot his name.
Van Gaal.
Van Gaal. You had Van Gaal. He didn't do much. He did not do much, right? But
He didn't
once
have time,
Mourinho
but
came
yeah.
in, he changed it again. So in the summer, he's going to bring in new players. Pogba may be going. We don't know. I'm not really an admirer of Pogba. When he was at Juventus, I liked him. But since he joined Manchester United, his game changed. His game changed a lot. He's not shooting as much. He's not dribbling as much. He's not taking on players as much. But what he does well in a Manchester United squad, he keeps the ball when he's ready. But of lately, it could be, I don't know if he's tired. I don't know if it's lack of fitness, but it's not up to standard on my part.
But is he alone though in this fight? Pogba.
Pardon?
Is he alone in this fight, Pogba?
Alone? What do you mean alone?
Basically, what I'm saying is he's not the only player that sort of struggled.
Oh, yes, he's not alone. You've got Martial that should be on the pitch doing stuff. You've got Rashford that should be every week. You should be. Lukaku is my favorite player in your team, to be honest. Because he works hard for the team, non-stop for the team and himself. He's a quality player. He's just not scoring as much. But just don't forget, it's only his first season. Remember that.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to give you my take of why Mourinho will struggle United. The reason why I will say that is because I don't think he has the same manager control in terms of being picking the player that he actually wants. If you compare it to Pep actually getting the players that actually can win for him. Mm-hmm. But when you look into United, I think the board has more control than him. And that's what
you're the richest club in the world. You're the richest club in the world. You're going to have it.
But that's what I'm saying. Do you want your club to be bigger or do you want your club to actually go challenge the league?
No, I want them. If I'm a fan of Manchester United, I want them to challenge for titles like they was doing 5 years ago.
But that doesn't affect the revenue they're getting. So it doesn't affect whether they get or not, whether they win or not. But as a fan, you're looking at... I don't know if you read it, but it was Edward, actually the chairman, he actually did an interview. It was, I think, a magazine interview. And he actually indicates where their mindset are as a United and where they want to go forward. What he's thinking about is, about social media. He's thinking about the level of engagement of how when Alexis Sanchez joined to United, you know, we had more of a social media, engagement than Neymar. Like, who cares? and that mindset, okay, Mourinho doesn't have as much control as Pep or, for instance,
But he doesn't have that control like Alex did. Didn't have the discipline what Alex did. Alex was just class, probably one of the best managers in the world of all time. Yes, he controlled everything. I understand what you're saying. Because when you watch him in press conferences on Sky Sports News, he's always grumpy. He's not the same arrogant one anymore. He's the one more like insultive, but doing a subliminal way.
Right.
You know, he's not really supporting normal. He's always got something to say bad. Like when he was like on the news, can you blame yourself for not winning the league? And was it your fault that you never won a league? It's no, we need to win games. Manchester City are winning games, and by games wins points, and by winning points wins you the league. And they lost very little, and they won very much, he's basically saying. But that's not the old Mourinho. At Chelsea, that's not the old Mourinho. You know what I'm saying? Mourinho would be being arrogant, saying, well, there was a good squad, but my player Drogba done this for today, and he done very well, and he scored 2 goals, for example. He's not giving that same enthusiasm as he did at other clubs. I agree with that.
Right. And he used to get rid of the players that he didn't want straight away. But now he can't.
Definitely.
He bought like Sanchez. What did Sanchez do for him?
What's he done? But it's only half a season. Not even half a season. Remember that. Don't forget it. Because he's going to come back. Next season. Yes,
but we should
have... Exactly. It's not half a season. Next season... But right now, he hasn't done anything because it seems like he's adapting to the play because Wenger's philosophy and Mourinho's philosophy is completely different. The way they play. Sanchez was at Barcelona. They was playing similar football to Arsenal. Quick, one touch, two touch, off you move, cross it in, one touch, goal. It's outside the box strike. But at Manchester United, it's different. Now you're playing defensive more than attack because your defensive is strong. You become a defensive side instead of attacking side. That's another reason. But last season, you tried to be attacking, but it weren't working. So obviously Mourinho played to your strengths and said, you know what, let's play defensive. And look at where you are now, from fifth or sixth to second in the league. And that's a major improvement. So next season is gonna make it balance. It's gonna balance the squad at Tottenham. Tottenham was finishing fifth, sixth, seventh. Once we had that balance in the squad, we finish in second, we finish in third. And right now we're fourth. You know, so there's that balance in the squad. You're attacking, you've got so much good attacking players like Martial, Rashford, Lukaku, even Pogba, even though he's not really attacking in that sense what he was. But your balance is not there because when you go on attack, you start playing, you start going passing sideways, passing backwards, and not really giving that full threat like you should do with the players you've got, because your players in your team individually have that class, and they really do.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
But do you think he deserves... Look, if he was other manager, probably everyone would... I remember the first year Pep came to City.
Yes.
People were writing off, saying he's a fraud.
Yes, in a sense, because do you know why? Every club that... Do you know what, in my opinion? Every club that... Pep Guardiola has managed has been the best. Barcelona, Bayern Munich. Now is it Man City? And not just that alone, them three clubs can attract any player in the Premier League, basically, just like Man United. You know, yeah. So it hasn't really been given a try, like an effort, like a Mourinho when he was at Porto. Even though Porto was probably the best club at Sporting Lisbon at the time, but Porto, they weren't big, they weren't massive, but they won the Champions League. You know what I'm saying? He proven himself. Chelsea, they were struggling. They never won Champions League under him, but they still won it because they've adapted the style and play of his philosophy, and they continued it and won it.
But he won. Well, he was there for two seasons. He won them both seasons.
He's won the Premier League and FA Cup. You know what I'm saying? He's done brilliant. And on his last spell, he won the Premier League. So he's a great manager. Just give him time. He knows what he's doing. Maybe not as arrogant, normal. Not. Hasn't got much inspiration or enthusiasm towards his players, but give him time. I say next season, if he brings in the right players with the right balance, if he chooses the right players as he usually does, you will go somewhere. You'll find that balance in the middle, up front and defence.
I think he became naive. I think he became pretty much closer to Wenger, which is, I know my old philosophy and I'll follow them, but he's not adapting the new philosophy. I think he should just look up, somebody should just look up City and say, okay, how did they adapt?
Mm-hmm. You know his system. You know his system, Pep Guardiola, basically. He plays from the back. He likes He's disciplined. He plays from the back. He likes one and two touch football. He don't like plays dwelling on the ball. And when you get your chance, you must score. Hard work. It's like he likes it with skill and technical ability. I'm not going to lie. Pep Guardiola can do it well. He's proving himself right now. But it's the same old Man City. In the Champions League, when he faced against someone big, you lost. That's Man City's problem. So right now, to me, he's improved the squad in the Premier League, but in the out-and-out Europe competition, the most important one of a footballing career, you haven't improved just as yet. You lost. You lost that quarterfinals. You know what I'm saying?
So maybe we should give another year or two.
Give it another year or two and see where you go, because winning the Premier League is one thing, right? But every fan, when you're finishing first and you enter Champions League, you want the Champions League, the League FA Cup under your belt. You want that. Because that's when you should say to yourself, this club is big. This club is one of the biggest I've seen. This club is one of the best I've seen of all time. You know?
Yeah, but I think he's mad. The reason why I don't believe it is, look, it's a different aspect. But I think, look at the player he has. He's especially at the back four. Bailly, okay, I like it. But he has Smalling. He has Ashley Young.
Manchester United. Yes, but he'll get... Yes. But remember... These are the players he's had. He bought players, but he's had.
He bought players. Yeah. He's complaining about other players that was there before. But he's contradicting himself. Do you know why? Because he sort of said the old players that was there, you know, are left or sort of didn't progress. So I have to get new players. But the majority of new players that he bought are the ones that sort of, slacking.
That's true as well, but the players that you've had, when he took over managing, he wants to get rid of them players and bring in the new players. Because see Chelsea, he bought a lot of players, you know, and done the job. That's like how Pep Guardiola's doing. So there are similarities. There are similarities. Remember, was it 2004 he came? 2005 Chelsea season. You remember that? He brought in his players and done magnificent well. So give him his chance to bring in his players and he might have still do your wonderful job. Remember, you're in